As the invitation you received eloquently states, today's event is dedicated to healthy and productive soils. The importance of soil for food security should be obvious. From the origin of civilization in early farming communities up through today, we see how societies has prospered thanks to healthy soils, and on the other hand, declined when their lands became degraded or infertile. I am happy to report that the cause of healthy soils has become more prominent in the Food and Agriculture Organization in the last 2 years, thanks to the interest by members to address the critical trends worldwide of soil degradation and loss of productive soils. The recent establishment of the Global Soil Partnership provides the basis for a real commitment by member countries with development partners to promote sustainable soil management and restoration in the world. Soils are fundamental for a number of crucial life functions and are the foundation of food production. However, there is a delusion that healthy soils are everywhere. Our recent findings show us that 1/3 of our soils globally are facing moderate or severe degradation, affecting productivity of the 1 billion smallholders who depend on natural resources for their livelihood, as well as the commercial farming and forest sectors. We have a responsibility to shift this trend by preventing further degradation and restoring degraded soils if you are to successfully eliminate hunger, which affects some 842 million people today, and reduce food insecurity and malnutrition worldwide. You will wonder, what is our contribution to the global soil challenges? By establishing the Global Soil Partnership, Food and Agriculture Organization and its members have put in place a major vehicle to catalyze effective and concerted actions against soil degradations and for making sustainable soil management and restoration a priority component of our agenda to attain food security for all. The two main organs of the Global Soil Partnership, the Plenary Assembly and the Intergovernmental Technical Panel of Soils, held their first session in June and July of this year and have agreed on substantive work to develop action plan for its 5 pillars and to raise awareness of the critical importance of soils and policy at policy level. FAO is committed to make its new initiative a success story in international cooperation, particularly by providing adequate secretariat services from its regular budget resources and nurturing a strong and effective partnership with all concerned actors for mobilizing a substantive program of action on the ground. Awareness of policymakers is needed of the vital roles of the soil in regulating the hydrological, nutrient, and carbon cycles and soil-based pests and diseases that affect productivity, clean water supply, and capacity to mitigate climate change. This requires attention to soil management at farm, landscape, and even global levels. Greater attention is also needed to better understanding the relations between soil nutrients and plant nutrition, and in turn, human nutrition, and to the risk of soil contamination to environment and human health. Soils clearly require intersectoral collaboration at national and global political commitment to manage increasing competition over soil resources and to meet the demands of growing population and ensure lasting food security in the face of climate change. Yet, until recently, soils were the most overlooked and widely degraded natural resources. Today, the state of affairs that has at last begun to change, with worldwide soil poised to be recognized by the United Nations and the new International Global Soil Partnership, typing you all together. The soils community is faced with an important opportunity as soils are on global discussion. We are all here to translate this momentum in action towards achieving sustainable soil management on the ground in all regions to protect the foundation of agriculture production and food security on which we all depend. Let us celebrate Healthy World Soil Day, and thank you for your attention.